September 24, 1933, the humanity of our Lord, sanctuary and custodian of all the works of creatures. How love never says enough. My abandonment in the fiat continues, nor can I do less than feel the murmur of its life. Not feeling its murmur that murmurs and gives light, murmurs and strengthens, murmurs and lets one feel its life that warms, and transforms one into its own, would be to not have life anymore. Divine will, how lovable, admirable, you are. How not to love you? So I followed its works, such that as I followed them, so they report over me in order to give me love and say to me, we are your works done for you, take us, possess us, and make us yours so that in what you do you have the model of ours ready. And while I followed the works of redemption, my sweet Jesus, stopping me, told me, my good daughter, in all our works there was always an excess of love toward man, and one excess gave me the push to do another one. Therefore it was not enough for me to descend from heaven to earth in order to remake him again. Every act that I did, every pain, I can say even every breath, was directed at him. I called him in my all-seeingness, I clasped him in my arms and formed him again in order to restore him again and give him again the new life that I had brought from heaven. I bound myself to him in brotherly love in order to place him with me as the offspring of my celestial Father. But this was not enough for me. In order to keep him secure, I made of my humanity the depositary of all the works, sacrifices, and steps of man. Look at me, how I keep everything enclosed in me, and this brings me to love him doubly in every act that he does. By incarnating myself in the womb of the Immaculate Queen, I formed this humanity of mine, and I constituted myself the head of the human family in order to unite all creatures with me, and make them my members. Therefore everything that they do is mine. In the sanctuary of my holy humanity I enclosed everyone. I watch over the little good as well as the great, but do you know why? Passing through me I give them the value as if they were my works, prayers and sacrifices. The virtue of the head descends into the members, makes a mixture of everything, and I give to them the value of my merits, such that the creature finds himself in me, and I as head find myself in them. But do you believe that my love said, or says, enough? Oh no. It will never say enough. The nature of divine love is to always form new inventions of love in order to give love and receive love. If a limit could be placed to this, it encloses our love in our divine circle. But no, ours is immense, and by its nature it must always love. This is why after my humanity I want to make follow the large field of my divine will, which will do incredible things for love of creatures. This is the reason for its knowledges, its wanting to reign. If it does not reign, how can it give liberally, to make a display of its surprises of love? Therefore be attentive, and you will see what my will knows how to do. Fiat.